Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, listen, can you imagine, because you're Jewish, you're in Israel, you're Jewish and you're in Israel, and you're going to be, you find salvation through Jesus Christ, who also is a Jew, you know, he's Jewish, and you get saved, you give your life to God, like Peter and the apostles and all that. And so you're the first followers of Jesus. We're Jews. Jesus is a Jew, so it's not an odd thing, but it is, it seems to be because of some of the history. Well, imagine, we have this young man right here. He is a soldier in the Israeli Defense Force. When you hear IDF, that's what you're always going to hear. What they're really talking about is their military. The military is called the Israeli Defense Force. And so he has a perspective. What's it like to be, because we talked about the different, we talked about all the battles that were taking place and all the missiles that are being fired up. Well, this guy, he was in a tank as a Christian during that time. And all he had was the Bible to comfort him. But listen to what it's like, because he explains, what's it like to be a Christian Jew in the military in Israel? Let's go there now.
Hi there, my name is Hanania. So today I just want to chat with you guys about what it's like living in Israel and being a Christian in the Israeli army. But firstly, I get asked a lot, how is that possible that I'm both Jewish and Christian? And I'm kind of tired to write the same answer each time. So I'm Jewish by blood and I'm Christian by heart. Jesus himself was a Jew, so I don't understand why some people get confused with this. So with that being said, let's get to the point. I'm serving in the IDF for over 2 years now. I was a tanker for about a year, and then I went to military medical school and became a combat medic. Now, being a Christian in the army could be quite challenging. When I was a tanker, I used to keep the Bible with me inside the tank so that even if we go on long missions, I can still get my spiritual food. My tank crew didn't have any problem with that, but my tank driver one day came to me and said that on a Sabbath meal, he told his family about me being a Christian and me holding the Bible inside a tank. And his uncle told him to go to the tank commander and tell him that he, the tank driver, is not willing to be in the tank with me because that Bible is like a curse on us, the crew. Well, I pretty much laughed about it because it doesn't make any sense. And I thank God that I had a good crew that accepted me the way I am. Because some believers in the army, they get insults for being Christians. Also in the Gaza War, I kept my Bible inside a tank because we weren't able to get out of the tank. And the Bible was literally a charger to my spirit. Just like we charge our phones to give them power, the Bible had strengthened me during those times in Gaza. Whenever I felt down during the operation, I opened my Bible in the dusty tank, and God had encouraged me many, many times through His Word. I remember that right before I joined the IDF, I was quite worried, what will the soldiers think of me when they will catch me open my Bible? But then I realized that I don't need to adjust myself to society. If they don't accept me the way I am, it's not my problem. It's for God to solve using me. I also decided not to talk that much about Jesus because of one thing. Jews are very, very sensitive. They are hurt from the history with Germany, the Holocaust, and it's an open wound for many Jewish people. And they are also hurt from the Crusaders that killed Jews that didn't want to convert to Christianity. So to many Jewish people, the word Jesus symbolizes the Crusaders that killed Jews. They even gave Jesus a nickname that kind of curses him. Instead of saying Yeshua, they say Yeshu, which stands for May His Name and Memory Be Forgotten. So, do you understand now how sensitive Jews are? So I decided not to talk about Jesus, but to show Jesus through my actions. And actually, many soldiers come to me with questions about Jesus and my faith, and that gives me opportunities to share the gospel with them. And in case you didn't know, in Israel, Christians are a minority. So, especially in the army, away from home, away from our Christian friends, it becomes a challenge for us, the believing soldiers, to light up. So on that note, I want to ask you to keep the believing soldiers in your prayers and also share this video with your friends so that they will be able to understand and also pray for the Christian soldiers in Israel. Because let me tell you a secret, for some Christians in the IDF, every day is a hard battle. Thank you so much for watching. Feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to my YouTube channel or on Facebook. And don't forget to leave me a comment. I do read them. Remaining God, love. In the IDF, we do it with the right hand, so let me reverse it. Remaining God, love you.
That's so powerful. We so appreciate him sharing, and we encourage you to go to his YouTube channel and to subscribe and watch his material. And this is a brother.
Yes.
This is a brother in the Lord and a bold one. And just I'm excited about even hopefully getting a chance to meet him and talk to him, maybe having him on VFN TV. We can Skype in from Israel. We love Israel. And we've never had that look inside. You know, we've had people on the program that serve the IDF, but in regards to actually being the IDF and talking from that perspective of being Israeli, being a Jew, and being a Christian, that's just so informative. It makes you just your heart go out to all of them.
Yeah.
And to be praying for everybody, all those soldiers. You know, when Pat and I were there, Pat Hamilton and myself were there, it was just so young. People were so young, and because you got to serve. There used to be a 2-year mandatory time you had to serve in the military. I think it's a good
still is.
It's a good thing, and all genders. And it was just it's just something you have to do. So you're actually shopping while you're looking at young soldiers with a rifle right beside you, standing at the doorway, having a conversation with somebody over a
I felt very safe in Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very safe. And you know, it's just an amazing country. We don't always pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray and remember the Holocaust. Never forget it, and share this with your friends and family, letting them know, listen, we have to always remember, because we don't ever want to repeat that. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, never again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.